Good morning. Important news of the day. Be sure that you do your homework, studying the things that have been outlined. With great stress on my voice, in the end of the last three gatherings, there are also important phases of the news and trends that you should consider from yesterday. However, if you get all the answers exactly right on how to deal and treat guests when they visit us, you will have no difficulty, I'm sure. You'll have to know something of the other questions, so just don't study that alone. However, you'll have great chance of success if you know that one part. News of the day. Portugal's president appoints Prime Minister Alfredo Milbrae de Costa. Portuguese president is a socialist government attempting to keep a coalition, it would be rightfully said, a social kind of capitalistic welfare state or social democracy. Parliament can dismiss the Prime Minister any time before 1980, when new elections would come. It is thought at this time that the socialists would lose in Portugal after the Marxist-Leninist elements of the army did such a great victory for the people when they overthrew the fascist dictatorship of Salazar, who was an ally of Franco and Hitler. However, the International Monetary Fund had much to toy with in that there had not been, like in Guyana, the nationalization or socialization of their major industries. The Communist Party, even though it's considered a Euro-revisionist party, is openly hostile to the appointment, and it is thought that they will bring a great deal of strikes about because the Communist Party heads the free trade unions in Portugal. Airports, the traffic controllers, have caused all kinds of deadlocks again during this summer season that one rich billionaire said, trying to get back to Texas, this has been the worst hell of my life. Poor rich people. They've had to sleep on benches and airlines and so forth. Pan American strike was settled. 7,500 back on job after there's a tentative agreement by Pan Am to provide their salary and safety demands. However, they entered their job with a hesitant suspicion. Carter receives setback in his resolution for reduction of taxes and his appeal for energy control, which is destroying the ecology and using up all the resources of USA. The Congress amended so that the tax burden would be heavier on the poor and the lower middle class, and most of the tax relief would go to the rich. So Carter appears more progressive, or desiring to be more progressive, than the Congress these days. That's a bad sign. Washington police walk out at midnight on strike. Memphis police, 1,100, on strike also a few minutes ago. They did it out of celebration, the anniversary of their hero, Elvis Presley, who, as you know, it's been revealed, is involved in FBI thinking. He was an informant for the FBI. Women's liberation movements of the United States have little to say about the emancipation of minority women or minorities, but they made a great publicity headline, and all of their attention seems to be demanding the release of Patricia Hearst. Ethiopia. 1 million people are suffering from starvation and malnutrition, which ought to cause us such pain and guilt. It has been attributed according to Radio Sweden, to the cloud seeding, weather modification, geophysical warfare that United States carries on without regard to the welfare of human beings. The plague of locusts, the drought, has caused severe water shortages, but Ethiopia continues to maintain its sovereign territory with the backing of Cuba and Soviets against the Eritrean secessionists and the Somalian reactionaries backed by U.S. and her capitalist lackeys. South Africa and Rhodesia. Internal settlement in Rhodesia is called illegal and unacceptable by the Foreign Minister Owen. However, officially, the British government and USA continue to go on, even though they say that they want free and fair elections, but no requirements was made for them to end the apartheid system, the separatist system, the horribly fascist, racist system in Rhodesia. World Council of Churches going to make a year of getting money by various charitable methods to back the liberation, the patriotic front of Zimbabwe. They too come out against the internal settlement as a sellout to racists that in many ways, said the World Council of Churches, are more severe in their hatred than Hitler was. Mozambique border attacks again by U.S. planes and South African planes that are U.S. equipped. But the Mozambique Marxist state, not 3 years old, already given full medical care, nearly eliminated illiteracy that was almost total, has maintained calm and restraint. It is obvious that U.S. and NATO want an excuse to go into that area. As Governor Wallace said, who was heralded for 2 days on The Voice of America, it's our right. People over there just don't have the same needs that we do. So we're not only going to have to keep getting those diamonds, the chrome and the tin, and all the other things, the uranium, the copper, the cobalt, but we're going to have to get it cheaper than we do because we can't stand what's going to take place in the USA, the socialization, the radicalization, said the bigot of the middle class. To his citizen Namibia, government of Union South Africa, have killed two guerrilla leaders after many hours of torture, according to BBC. Certain groups within the South African nation itself are finding it impossible not to speak out, even though many of them are being arrested and will be held indefinitely, as they can in USA also these days, hold you without trial indefinitely if you appear to be guilty of doing something against the capitalist state. South African police arrested 12 leaders and owners in the mixed race nightclubs. So the predictability yesterday that the Voice of America said that the dollar would speak more loudly has come to an end. All in the mixed race nightclubs, the only place where there was any race mixing at all, and that doesn't exist in Rhodesia, but no mixed dancing. Everyone there, white and black, or as they call it now in the Voice of America, coloreds, were arrested. Friendly relations between Zaire and Angola, the subject of great concern to Washington. The reopening of the Benguela railways gave a confident future for Zaire to get world market prices for her minerals that had been robbed by her colonial masters. It's one of the most dichotomous and exciting happening that a Marxist state such as Angola could work out their differences with Zaire, a very right-wing capitalist state under the dictatorship of Mobutu. Dakar, Senegal. U.S. confident Africa has resources to resist the domination of Soviet and Cuban influence. Assistant Secretary of USAID to large industrial projects owned by the corporate elite. So this has helped his belief, the results of Southwest Africa and the Sahara region of Western Northwest Africa. I don't know whether they're whistling in the dark because of things don't look that promising to a reader or a listener, that they're going to be able to hold on and exploit the people, but they will not tolerate it. United Nations agricultural organizations have sent food for 3 months for 150,000 people. It's in the capitalist portion of West Sahara, the only place that's really dominated besides Namibia and Union of South Africa and Rhodesia. This is UN agricultural organization. Correct that, not US. West German government, who pride themselves in being the inheritors of Hitler's merciless Third Reich, said Chad, the reactionary government, won't have to pay back the aid that the right-wing West German government is providing. President Carter will send delegation to Pope's funeral. Kennedy will go as well as others, but not with official sanction of the president, because he is considered to be President Carter, most likely opposition on the Democratic candidacy for president in 1980. Senator Kennedy is going on his own, not representing the government. Shah of Iran comes out strongly for favoring increase in the world oil prices because of the decline in the value of the dollar. It seems that the Arabs are falling right into the prophecy of the crash of 1979, written by the rich banker. Iran had been able to be counted on by USA. Capitalist economists in the European Common Market Nations meeting in Brussels, Belgium, said this well will have to cause European capitalists to be more independent and look to other alliances, thus fulfilling China's doctrine of the Second World, where she tries to woo the capitalists of Europe who don't get quite as much favored treatment as the good big fat capitalists of USA. As you know, China has negotiated several very effective treaties to her advantage. She's quite industrial. Even in 30 years, she's gamuted a century to 1,000 years, according to different people who estimate. But in spite of her own mining and underground shelters, she wants to use Britain, and Britain's building complexes for her, underground shelters, mining cities that will also make her able to jump into the industrial age full flare within 5 years. Bubonic plague. That's the horrible disease that ravaged Europe and killed so many, many centuries ago. There's never been known of an incident of it in USA. We've never had bubonic plague, even in this developing country. There's an outbreak of bubonic plague in New Mexico from a Bible school, a holiness Bible school. It could be epidemic proportions, and the whole nation has been alerted. Bubonic plague is a great killer, a great killer. It comes about from lack of nutrition, sanitation, pollution. No other nation right now is having any bubonic plague. The last who had some was Tanzania, and it was thought to be introduced by CIA, according to Radio Moscow. It's interesting that Radio Moscow makes note that the outbreak is in the same area where they're doing germ warfare testing and had tested, according to Soviet sources, bubonic plague. But again, the American people count for nothing. It has invaded the public sector, and it could reach epidemic proportions. There's no way of knowing, said the broadcast at this time. Bubonic plague, as I said, you should read something of it. It ravaged Europe in the most horrible way. No one can know what it is unless you've read history to see how desperately people die and how quickly it spreads. BBC said it was inexcusable for a modern state so advanced as USA to have this kind of an outbreak. We shall continue with the news. Sino-Japanese, China-Japanese Peace and Friendship Treaty has been completed. after the Chinese reluctantly agreed to having the resolution taken out that could in any way infer total friendship would be lacking towards the USSR. It was an anti-hegemony clause that China wanted, but all things came to a halt when the Japanese said they would not in any way do anything that would cause the Soviets to feel they were her enemies. So, China will get several commercial benefits as she continues her policy of the three worlds, wooing the second world into the third world, is her point of view, you know. Star Diestang, Prime Minister of the French Imperial State, strangely enough, is vacationing in Benin, Africa, a Marxist-Leninist country, there where they so remarkably and miraculously drove out 1,000 mercenaries placed there by USA and her European allies. In spite of Rhodesia having 3,300 U.S. troops, the Vietnam War, again, has already begun on African soil. The Patriotic Front, under Joshua Nkomo and Robert Mugabe, continue to make inroads in the suburban areas of Salisbury, the last place that is really the holdout for the white racist regime, which couldn't last two more seconds without all of the U.S. military equipment and aid. India, opposition parliament, inquires into Desai, the prime minister. Charges of nepotism, several counts of fraud, misuse of father's influence. The inquiry will be carried on, said the government of Desai. He was a prime minister, to clear the air. He's been doing everything in his power to discredit Indira Gandhi, the great woman, who was pro-Soviet, very much for peace. Coexistence, peaceful coexistence. Though she has all kinds of frame-ups, and her family too, against them, she continues to gain popularity and has gotten this kind of a demand that the government is forced to do an inquiry of its own prime minister. U.S. State Department study on strategic arm limitation talks clarify the basic American goals. Said USA public is expecting too much to come out. The replacing of the interim Soviet-American agreements will at best reduce the spread of nuclear weapons and stop the massive overproduction of them. It is not within the vision of Voice of America that USSR and USA, who are opposed diametrically, will ever, at this time, even approach disarmament. So the threat of nuclear war continues. U.S. is demanding the strategic forces must be built up as strong as the USSR. The young men are not too happy about being drafted. The draft is again being recommended for all people 17 years of age over, so our youth here should be very, very satisfied that they're not in USA, because they're getting ready for military conscription and the elimination of voluntary services. So tell the children, as a point of gratitude, to be very grateful. That means white, black, Indian, all. All youth over 17 will have to give a stint of at least a year of military service. It looks like it is very prospective of passing. The first was so harsh, that's the only reason it didn't pass last week. But they expect in the September or October session, it will go through, according to the Voice of America. Assault cannot reduce defense spending in these times. Cannot usher in a new era of U.S.-Soviet relations. Because capitalism, Voice of America said in so many words, is counting too much on the production of arms to maintain profits for the rich and to keep the jobless from getting into revolutionary groups or into antisocial behavior from being on the streets without work. This seems to be the main thrust of the news. Great concern by Washington over $26 billion bottles that are littered over the nation's highways and parks. Smoking dumps now encircle and surround every ring. They ring every city in USA, and the air is more carcinogenic in every major city in USA than those that smoke 3 packs of cigarettes. It's costing USA this plundering, littering, lack of respect for their own country, $4 billion annually, minimum, because of waste and carelessness. Congress rejected the part that of a taxation program of Carter that was going to help out the low and middle income groups. It favored only the tax measures that would relieve the rich elite rulers of monopoly capitalism in USA. We have a very, very right-wing Senate and House of Representatives. The AFL-CIO leader, George Meany, caused Carter to be livid with anger. BBC said it's the worst outrage of anger has ever been noted by anyone who was close to President Carter. So confirmed his secretary, Jody Powell, and all who witnessed it. Meany had said the president's price wage controls were discriminatory because the wages were very, very tight wage increases, but there was not tightness against all the loopholes that the capitalists can get through by increasing the prices of their goods and services. So, on that end, Carter represented reactionary interest. Seems that capitalist politics is nothing but the art of compromising the people all the time. They're the ones that are sold out. He has to do a few little things that look progressive, so the people will not consider him representing the total rich capitalist sector. Then he goes and does something reactionary like this, that even George Meany, who was a CIA agent, has always undermined socialism, has to speak out because he'd lose his job. Or they were beginning to wonder what Meany was doing supporting present practices in the U.S. economy. Voice of America rings with the news that the only thing the Soviet Union understands is force. This is an absolute repeat of the Cold War era that was so dangerous and almost brought nuclear war and concentration camps under the late Joseph McCarthy, Senator McCarthy. Bolivia and Peru have been Peruvian people are called by U.S. psychiatrists who studied them to categorize them as being a melancholic and reserved type of people that will never be aggressive or assertive is a better word. It sounded like an apology, an excuse that U.S. corporate elite can do and rationalize in denying certain privileges to the Bolivians and the Peruvians. It's a little more difficult because Peru has had a coalition of left Trotskyites, Maoists, and pro-Moscovites in establishing a government. The military thus far has not cracked down on it. Unfortunately, Peru still has many more multinationals, whereas Guyana has so wisely under our Prime Minister Burnham eliminated that as a threat. 10 provinces of Canada, according to Radio Canada, refused Trudeau's efforts to establish constitutional reforms that would have given him his central government power in Ottawa, comparable to the dictatorial power that Sadat has taken. Cambodia, the communist revolution is so highly racist and nationalist there, though it does provide for its people, where they were starving because of U.S. bombings and Vietnam War. They have stated they want good relations with its neighboring Vietnam. They praised Thailand for its cooperation in the area. It was the least bellicose and the most peaceful sound that has come out of Cambodia since its existence. Many Israeli students and teachers have been arrested and accused of conspiracy to murder Arabs and overthrow the present government, which is reactionary enough. They want to set up a religiously rigid, strict Zionist state, and all people who do not follow the religion would not be allowed membership or citizenship. You'd think in our times that people would have a little more sense, but that's the way it is. Call to stop investments in Rhodesia, South Africa. Geneva, United Nations Economic and Social Council, wound up its annual summer session, which centered on efforts to give the world's developing nations a better economic deal. The 54-member council, elected by the General Assembly, to sift the work of the UN specialized agencies, ended in 1 month session with a resolution attacking the activities of USA multinational corporations in Southwest Africa, Union of South Africa, the Racist State, and Rhodesia. Council President Donald Mills of Jamaica. As you know, Jamaica has been fighting IMF influence again because they don't have the position of independence that Ghana has. There are too many multinationals that own the vast majority of all their land and their industries, whereas Guyana, no major industry is in any other's hand except the people of Guyana through the government. But anyway, this president, Donald Mills, who is the council president of Jamaica, criticized, in spite of the IMF intimidation, the very slow pace of moves towards a new international economic socialist order. Comrade Mills spoke on the Guyana Broadcasting Studios of a lack of positive response to any of the fundamental proposals put forward by developing countries in the matter of the establishment of the new international socialist economic order. After 4 years of dialogue, he said, we have given them time enough. The resolution attacked the continuing collaboration by U.S. transnational and other U.S. multilateral corporations with the racist minority regimes that are fascist in South Africa and Rhodesia. It called the UN agency under the presidency of Donald Mills of Socialist Jamaica, called on all multinational corporations that are dominating the scene, primarily from Washington and some from her lackeys in Europe, to stop all investments in Rhodesia and South Africa and to stop supplying them with petroleum and admit that they've been lying all the time that economic aid and military aid has gone on. They're just now opening up on the surface and doing it in the Congress. But without congressional approval, it's gone on all along, said the head of the United Nations Economic and Social Council, Dr. President Donald Mills of Socialist Jamaica. Continuing with some more of the news, more Cuban doctors are coming for a one-year stint. We must all send them letters, be sure of congratulation and appreciation for their coming. Idi Amin, the brunt of a CIA attack on his life this morning. Uganda President Idi Amin escaped unhurt. He must be the proverbial cap with 19 lives. He's been through so many assassination attempts. He escaped unhurt yesterday when his car suddenly developed technical failure and caused an accident while being driven by his junior wife, Sarah. Sarah was President Amin's co-driver to the rally, staged to mark the 6th anniversary of President Amin's expulsion of European capitalists and Asians from Uganda in 1972. Speaking live over Uganda radio, monitored in Nairobi, President Amin said a technical accident planned by the international capitalist conspiracy because of my stand for Cuba happened to his Puget 604 car near Mukula, on the Ugandan-Tanzania border, west of Lake Victoria, in that beautiful land, rich Uganda. President Amin appeared at the finishing point of all through this tragic accident that just destroyed the vehicle. He and his wife came out relatively unscathed. I mean, without any damage that required hospitalization. Perhaps some lacerations, I do not know. Jeremy Thorpe, Prime Minister candidate for the Liberal Party, a capitalist party in England, stood in English court this morning accused of plotting to murder an ex-male model who claims to have had a homosexual relationship with him. He was attempting to have him murdered so it would not mar his political career and to get certain damaging tapes and pictures that this gentleman had held. The charge marked the eruption of major political scandal which has been simmering for 2 years. No British politician in modern times has faced so serious a charge, and it could have a dramatic effect on the general elections expected in October. Parliamentarian Thorpe in the highest office of the land next to Prime Minister, who had led Britain's third largest political party from 1967 to the present date, was charged with three others with conspiring to murder one 37-year-old Norman Scott. The four men made a 21-minute court appeal at Minehead, West England, and were each remanded, let out on £5,000 or $10,000 Guyanese bail. Only capitalists could get that done. Get out and walk the streets for $10,000 Guyanese bail. Mr. Thorpe, a popular national figure for well over a decade, 10 years that is, has always strenuously denied Mr. Scott's charges that they had had a homosexual affair in the early 1960s. An ex-airline pilot has claimed in newspaper articles that he was hired by a prominent liberal supporter, capitalist, to kill Mr. Scott to save the party disastrous publicity. See, the Conservative Party is also conservative, right-wing, but capitalists will cut down capitalists so they can keep in the glory. Margaret Thatcher is a reactionary, too, who the polls show leading, and she's promised to put out all people of color and even force the present Labour government not to accept any other people of color as citizens or immigrants. If her plan is carried out, it will mean, literally, tens of thousands of families will be divided forever. Anyway, the liberal supporter was charged with killing Mr. Scott to save the party disastrous publicity. The scandal has been building up for months as detectives question numerous well-known politicians and stretch their investigations as far as California in the USA. The others charged with Mr. Thorpe were David Holmes, 47, Deputy Treasurer of the Liberal Party, John Lee Mesurier, M-E-S-U-R-I-E-R, a 44-year-old capitalist, and George Deakin, D-E-A-K-I-N, 35. The four were put out on bail and must appear in court again on September 12. The charges carry a maximum sentence on conviction of life imprisonment. Looking pale and drawn, but it's not likely under the present charge that he'll get more than 10 years, if he gets that. Looking pale and drawn, the blue-suited congressman, parliamentarian, head of the Liberal Party, Mr. Thorpe, was the last of the four accused to climb into the dock of Minehead Magistrate Court. Last night, he was scheduled to meet his constituents in North Devon to talk about the latest chapter in a once brilliant career that has been dogged by personal tragedy. Apparently, Wills, former Minister of Justice and Foreign Affairs, who's been very friendly to us, according to GBS, is wanting to return to Guyana after he had a stint of paranoia in which he thought and gave copy to the news, capitalist news, taking advantage that he was in danger from Guyana government officials while he was getting treatment from a very serious illness in a London hospital. But apparently he is back to his old self, and he was formerly, you know, Guyana's High Commissioner to Zambia and the Foreign Minister of Guyana. Comrade Minister Mingo, Minister of Home Affairs, has demanded discipline from the students. He said our GNS programs now and GDF programs are bringing about cooperation rather than competition after living together for only a period of 6 weeks. Comrade Mingo, who's been our friend, talks to us every week, our liaison with the government, Minister of Immigration, Home Affairs, on charge of all the police, was giving out the graduate certificates. He was accompanied by another man very friendly to us, who dropped all of the cost on GDF emergency flights this year. He was accompanied by Chief of Staff of the Guyana Entire Defense Force, Brigadier Terrence Price, who's dined with our people in our Georgetown residence headquarters. Very good man, it appears to be. No question of that. This is the primary news, as I said. We cannot see anything else of a major nature. I thought it might be interesting, being that bubonic plague is the subject of the day, that we'd look into that, but I'm not, while giving the news and looking, able to locate just exactly what I want. But this is horrendous, horrifying, that the bubonic plague, they call it the Black Death, in Europe, that wiped out better than half of Europe. It's amazing that in USA, there's so little care for its citizenry that it could get loose from experimental places and be allowed to grow and spread because of the lack of hygiene and malnutrition that exists in USA, that is supposed to be, as you know, so far advanced, but obviously not far enough advanced, or this would never have happened. It's a dreadful, dreadful experience. These children, if they survive, will likely be paralyzed for life. That's how dreadful bubonic plague is, or they'll have brain damage. It is frightening that in a modern state, it's so developed, it's had 200 years of exploiting the people successfully, no interference, 200 years of it, that they could not offer better health care and better health protection to its people. The only place right now on earth where bubonic plague is being witnessed. You need to know a little bit about the bubonic plague, I suspect. As I said, the Black Death, the scourge of the 14th century, the Black Death, the bubonic plague, took a far greater toll of human lives than the plague of Pericles, P-E-R-I-C-L-E-S, of Marcus Aurelius, and the massacres of the Hulagu and Tamerlane. From Central Asia, the mysterious malady spread around the globe to eliminate half of all of mankind in the 14th century. When did it begin? 1347. It lasted through 1351, 4 years, and it eliminated half of the population of the world in those 4 years' time. Where? Asia, Europe, Africa, Egypt, Iceland, and Greenland. The loss was, at that time, 75 million people died of it in those 4 year time. The whole world was only 150 million at that time. The disaster, earlier reports, was actually 140 million. So more than half the people died of the world due to this horrible bubonic plague, B-U-B-O-N-I-C, called Black Death. Always anything that's evil is called black, you know. We should call it the White Death. That's where it's breaking out in New Mexico. The disaster, earlier reports of the so-called Black Death say it entered Genoa from the Crimea on a Genoese ship, and it began in China following a tremendous storm that caused unusual atmospheric changes. History records its origin as Central Asia. From there it spread through the civilized world. Since then, medical knowledge has lifted the veil of mystery to uncover the culprit. Bubonic plague, Black Death as it's called, is endemic to rodents and transmitted by humans by the common flea. In humans, the disease invades the blood. By the way, the cities of the U.S. have more rodents than Hong Kong, the major cities. That was another report of BBC. And there's a lot of fleas, as we remember, in San Francisco. In humans, the disease invades the blood, the glands under the arms, and in the groin, your pubic area, and causes dark splotches to appear on the skin. Lack of sanitation and sound medical knowledge in the 14th century accounts for repeated epidemics of bubonic plague, cholera, and other diseases. John Richard Green, 1837 through 1883, an English historian, had this to say: its ravages were fiercest in the greater towns, where filthy and undrained streets afforded a constant haunt to leprosy and fever. In 5 centuries, USA hasn't cleaned up its cities or learned anything about protecting the health of its people with all of its modern science. The island of Cyprus was first to fall, to succumb to the Black Death, in the latter part of 1347. England was hit in early 1348. Two-thirds of the students at Oxford died. That's the major university of the world. One-quarter to one-half the population of England perished. In Bristol, victims died faster than the living could bury them. In a Latin chronicle, Carmelite friar Jean de Venet wrote of the Black Death in France, the mortality was so great at the Hotel Dieu, D-I-U, in Paris, that for a long time more than 500 dead were carried daily on wagons to be buried at the cemetery in mass graves of St. Innocent of Paris. Half the population of Italy died, There were but few funeral services and even fewer single graves. That's when religious doubts began to prevail, too. They doubted their merciful God. Most of the dead were buried without ceremony, in deep trenches, a layer of corpses, a light covering of earth, then another layer of corpses. When one trench was filled, another was dug. The plague struck in two forms. Pulmonary victims exhibited high fever and spitting of blood, which resulted in death within 3 days. Bubonic victims with the high temperatures, abscesses, and carbuncles died in 5 days. In his Decameron, Boccaccio, B-O-C-C-A-C-C-I-O, wrote, "This tribulation struck such terror to the hearts of all that brother forsook brother, uncle, nephew, oftentimes wife, husband, nay, what is yet more extraordinary and well-nigh incredible, some fathers and mothers refused to visit or tend their very children, as though they had not been theirs at all. It made the human race into animals," he said. When the Black Death or White Death abated in 1351, at least over one half of the million, millions, 140 millions of the earth, 75 million, had perished. Certainly the largest death count of any catastrophe in history. Aftermath. Outbreaks of bubonic plague, or what we would say White Death, continued long after 1351. Though it is believed that the domestic cat played a major role in lessening occurrences by ridding towns and villages of rodents. That's what we want here, lots of cats. They are most effective. We've got to get that done, folks. Because you never know what the hell with USA. You never know. The disease still exists, but is known by other names, such as the Levant or Oriental Plague, and it is no stranger to Asia Minor, though it hasn't been manifest for several years, or Turkey and Egypt, its last remaining places. Tomorrow, 20th century lifestyles take for granted the sanitary disposal of trash, garbage, and human waste. But should these systems cease to function for any reason, and they have done right now in a garbage strike in one major city, what happened in 1347 could happen all over again. There's no protection, adequate protection, against the disease. Well, I thought this would be of interest to us, hearing that we have this bubonic epidemic, White Death, in New Mexico, coming out of a Bible school, near the testing ground where U.S. government has tested various bacteriological and chemical warfare materials in their horror of geophysical war that no other nation thinks about. Thus ends the giving of the news and commentary. We hope that you will do all you can to produce, knowing what our people face there. Let's give them a chance at freedom. That's the least we can do, is give them that opportunity to be free, because they have been certainly a loyal people to endure their hardships, heavy pressures. So I'm urging you to think of ways of making money. I still have so few that bring them in. Do things like we've had done with the brooms. Ken and others have made lovely little things that can be sold, the quilts and ideas of the pictures. But there are more ideas still that could be at work. No one's happy in USA. I was remembering when I was younger how Marsden's folks, who were very, very well-to-do in terms of success, popularity. He was the president of the city council, mayor of Richmond. But then their home was always upset, tension, disturbance. He's had cancer a couple of times, strokes. She had a stroke. Their daughter had, one of the daughters had rheumatic heart disease, and then she got pregnant, and their image of themselves, so controlled as it is by those who live in USA, required her to give the baby up. And I remember every so-called successful family I ever knew being empty, never having any joy. We were beginning to feel the joy in an intense way of seeing our youth saved from the savagery of this conspiracy that even tries to manipulate DA's offices to get a charge against McIlvaine and others of our black people against a lunatic, John Head, who tried suicide in hospitals over and over again, never was a member of our church, wouldn't associate with us because he was afraid of socialism. He'd been brainwashed. And it was a matter of record when he called his folks, and they wouldn't have anything to do with him. They were Mormons, because he had been mingling with blacks, not only in our church, but elsewhere. He took his life in a Salvation Army building but we knew nothing about it till after the fact. But this conspiracy is evil. That's why you should note also the Huey Newton affair and see just how insidious your enemy is. There would be no safety, well, no life, if you were in USA. No future. No future. And to sell out doesn't do any good, because we saw in our movies this last night that they always get the fake in the end. In the Velocity Papers, they didn't protect the man that helped them break the gangsters of that into the gangster racket of that time. In fact, they set him up to go into dope business, forced his hand to have to go into transporting dope. As even the Velocity Hollywood movie said, Velocity Papers, that U.S. federal government, FBI, was far more evil than the mafia. Much love to you. Much production. We're changing our schedule 1.5 hour off for lunches, so we'll be off each day 1.5 hour earlier. This has been suggested to be a trial basis. I may have to ask that we forego treats and just take extra things for this weekend, because we're getting into thousands of dollars of cost in treats until we can reappraise the merit system, because people are saying they're getting rewards when they don't tally, and we're using vital cans of milk that we need to hold back in supply, case after case, just to make one batch. So we're going to have to hold back until we can find a merit system that is foolproof. Also, the bakery can't even handle the tremendous demand, and people are being impossible and difficult. We won't discontinue treats, but we're going to have to discuss it in People's Rally. Remember, your interest in student activity, studying what you're supposed to know, will determine whether you have the written test tonight or tomorrow night at People's Rally. Unless told otherwise, you will all meet in your individual socialist classes. But that does not mean that you won't have a test, by no means. It's easier control when the classes are individual in many respects. Much love. Take care. I've been up all night, and I'm still going on, carrying on with a fever, and I've had clots in my arms, caused it to be swollen up, but I'm happy.